Well, hi, it's Mac, it's McCogan here on Audio Boo. It's December the 17th, approximately 25 past 4 in the afternoon. And this recording is on storage space on my iOS device, which is my iPhone 4S that I'm holding at the moment. I also have an iPad 3, and there is a big storage problem now with only 16 gigabyte in both devices, and constantly having to manipulate and remove files, whether it be video files or sound files, including Audio Boo, particularly on the phone where I use Downcast to download all my files from the timeline from those I follow. And I've been really struggling recently. Apps take up the biggest amount of space, and I've actually deleted lots of apps. But the ones that I do use regularly, and the ones I use occasionally, I want to keep on the phone, and they take up a tremendous amount of space that limits what I can do with media, in other words, with my own audio or my own video and video projects. For example, the Pinnacle Studio that I work on my iPad. So today I decided to try and do a workaround and save a lot of space. At the time I began this morning, I had just over 1 gigabyte left on my iPhone of space, and I decided to delete all my Downcast files. I've already booed before on the problem of keeping up with Audio Boo timelines, and I looked at mine this morning, and because I'd been following some other people, I had 340 Audio Boos to listen to, with new ones coming in all the time, and no way I was going to be able to listen to all that. So what I decided to do was to delete everything, and then rather than download everything automatically, what I'm doing is I can view all the files that are available, then I can select the ones that I want to download, or I can stream them. And I was doing that when I was up the town today. I was just streaming because I had 3G. So I was streaming Audio Boos on Downcast. And I would download, say, 3 or 4 at a time. And then as soon as I had listened to them, I would go back and delete that 3 or 4, get them off the phone altogether. Now, I'll tell you what difference that made to my phone. I now have 3.4 gigabytes of space on my phone. Yeah, hard to believe, but yeah, very, very true. And bear in mind, I still have Audio Boo on my phone and some other files to do with Audio Boo, but that's given me around 2 gigabytes of additional space simply by taking Downcast off. Okay, not everybody's going to be the same. It depends how many people you're following. It depends how far behind you are. But in my case, and I'm a pretty regular listener, as you know, I listen throughout my days, I was just getting beat off and beat off. And you may say, well, if you're getting beaten off all the time, how are you going to manage now? Well, I'm going to try and manage it exactly. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to manage it the way that I've just suggested, by either streaming or downloading those I really want to download, and then delete them as I go along. If you've already listened to an Audio Boo anyway, you're not going to listen to it again. I mean, if you are, you can always come back and get it again, or you can go to your desktop and do it. So it's not a problem doing that. But the idea is not to have them sitting there and not to download them all at the one time, or even in big chunks. Just do it as you need it. I'm going to try and work with that for the next week or two over Christmas. If it works fine, I'll stick with it. If it becomes a hindrance, if it doesn't work out the way I want, then I'll go back to where I was. I may just have to buy a bigger iPhone. But anyway, that just as a kind of reference of how I'm trying to work around this storage problem. Many's a time, even I get to the stage where I do Bosch Talk Studio and I have to send the file out through Boo Mail to Audio Boo, and I get a restrictive warning because there's not enough space for me to send the converted file and then I have to go and find stuff to delete so I can go back to BossJock and do the same. And it's not just with BossJock, it happens with other apps as well. So limited space. I feel much more comfortable having over 3 gigabytes of space to work with. And we'll see how it goes, and I'll let you know maybe in a week or two's time and see what happens. Bye for now.